way these conditions are just so unstable right now, it's scary.
That's Lieutenant Brandon Toll with the Weber County Sheriff's Office. He's also the search and rescue commander. His office got a phone call around 8 this morning about an inbound slide at Snow Basin Ski Resort.
Three ski patrollers were doing some control work up on John Paul, and one of the ski patrollers had got caught in an avalanche.
That patroller was 42-year-old Mike Erickson, a 15-year veteran of the ski patrol and a member of the Weber County Sheriff's search and rescue team. Toll said Erickson was doing avalanche control work.
Mike was the one who ended up throwing one of the charges, and he was skiing away to the backside of the hill on a low-angle slope. And so he had heard a pop, and he didn't think it was his charge because his wasn't set to go off quite that soon. And then the avalanche had broke above him.
Toll says Erickson had an avalung, and he believes that kept him higher in the snow, so he was only partially buried. Two other ski patrollers working with Erickson came to his rescue.
They saw it happen and immediately were able to get down to him and unbury him. And then they just called on their radios to other ski patrollers to bring in the rescue toboggan to bring him off the resort and then turned him over to medical personnel.
Erickson is expected to be okay.
He's doing well. When he was caught in the avalanche, he was thrown into a tree, which we believe he may have sustained some broken ribs.
Toll said this morning's slide is just one example of how bad things are right now in the backcountry.
Obviously, the conditions are extremely dangerous right now. We are urging people to stay out of the backcountry and until conditions can stabilize. And if you do go into the backcountry, just stay aware and have the proper rescue gear and safety equipment needed.
Summit County Search and Rescue Chief Alan Sitaway issued a statement today saying he hasn't seen these conditions in a very long time and, quote, the conditions are ripe for something nasty. And Utah avalanche forecaster Mike Staples says this latest storm brought snow with heavy water content, and it's sitting on weaker layers of snow that's going to take a long time to settle. He says you may think you're safe, but with these conditions, the backcountry can be deceptive.
One thing that's scary is that some avalanches, one yesterday, was even triggered from about a quarter mile away. What that means is you could still be in flat terrain and think you're safe, but if there's anything above you, that's even remotely close to where you are, you could initiate a fracture in the snow right underneath you, and that'll zip right uphill underneath the snow, almost like a layer of dominoes, and then an avalanche can come crashing down.
Make sure you check out the Utah Avalanche Center website before you head into the mountains. It's utahavalanchecenter.org. We'll also put up a link on the KPCW website. I'm Renee Bodley, KPCW News.